This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Honestly, I don't know if I am ready for this. Are you ready for this?
Y'all are got some weird, very consistent questions.
This was our idea to do this episode, though, I guess.
What's up, everybody?
Welcome back to Couple Things.
A podcast all about couples.
And the things they go through. You forgot a part.
I did?
Couple Things with Sean and Andrew.
Did I really?
We totally did the intro wrong there. Try it again.
Interesting. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Couple Things.
With Sean and Andrew. Are you okay?
Do you say that?
You want to try it?
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Couple Things.
With Sean and Andrew.
A podcast all about couples.
And the things they go through.
Okay. This one will be interesting. I have yet to look at your guys' comments, but I can probably guess what you guys want to know. This is the Never TMI styled podcast.
I'm so confident that we're going to get asked how often and how do we have hunky-dory time.
Yeah,
how
hunky-dory.
Naked time.
With how often, three kids.
How often do we...
do the deed.
What is it? Bump cheeks? Is that the... Is that too graphic?
Bump cheeks?
I'm trying to think of the euphemisms.
I'm picturing two butt cheeks bumping.
Well, don't think too hard about it.
Okay.
Does it?
We wanted to do this because you guys ask a lot of questions. And why not? I don't know.
There was a whole podcast called Never TMI. And honestly, Sean and I do subscribe to the there is a TMI mindset. So we're going to answer these cordially.
Yep.
And with taste.
In the Sean and Andrew way. But we did want to answer these because you asked them a lot. And we wanted it to be a little bit different than like an Ask Us Anything Q&A.
Yeah.
Basically, everything we weeded out normally, we just said, whatever, throw them in.
Throw them in there.
We'll make it interesting.
So there were some wild ones. Shall we start?
And weird ones.
Oh, wow. Okay. This first one is not what I expected.
Yeah.
What is the last thing you both cried about?
Like both at the same time or just like individually, do you think?
When was the last time we both cried at the same time? Rarely happens.
I remember the last time we both cried, and I remember the last time I cried and then the last time you cried.
Okay.
The last time we both cried. This is being vulnerable. I apologize for this. We can edit this out later if it's too vulnerable. But you and I were having a really hard time postpartum, trying to understand each other, trying to like figure out why we weren't like connecting well. And there was arguments, and like I think it was just this head of desperation. You and I were both crying, and I remember we were both crying because I said, I wish we could just call your dad.
Yeah. That was when we both cried. I remember that.
Yeah.
We've had some really beautiful realizations about marriage recently.
Yeah, we have.
That Sean and I are each really, well, I'll speak for myself, that I have a long way to go, as they say.
So do I.
A lot of room for improvement. And it's kind of refreshing. It hurts to get there and realize, like, dang, I'm going to hurt Sean. It's also really freeing to know, like, all right, we're going to do it together and we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Because I can also love her better than anybody else. Anyway, I actually cried this morning with Dave.
Wow.
Yeah. We had a family friend's father died who we had gotten to know pretty well. And we just sat and had a good cry, which honestly I'm here for. That's kind of been like the last 15 months. I've really embraced just, you know, set a timer.
Yeah.
15 minutes. Listen to the sad songs, let the tears out, and then you're like, okay.
I think it was last night I cried.
Last night?
Remember at the dining table, we were talking about, was that last night or two nights ago? just talking about raising our kids, and I just kept saying, like, I don't know what I'm doing, and it's really scary. Mm. And thinking about, like, my issues that I've gone through in my life, and, like, how do you not pass those on to your kids?
Mm. Parenting, yeah. Parenting is nonstop fun.
I feel like we're crying a lot more, though.
100%.
I think that's a lot of it is just out of sleep deprivation, or not sleep deprivation, exhaustion. Let me make that, you know, distinction.
I disagree with you for the cause. Okay. I think we've kind of just like, we've realized it's kind of good to feel that. And we've been like, quote unquote, tough for so long.
Yeah.
That like, yeah, it's at a certain point you have to open up a little bit.
And it means a lot more now in this phase of life.
Yeah.
Okay,
that was good for one. All right, number two.
Were you self-conscious after having a baby when you're intimate with your husband? 100%.
You were self-conscious?
Yeah.
Why?
I think it's a natural course you go through, but like, our bodies do wild things after having babies or having babies. Like,
it's amazing.
Pregnancy and postpartum, and like, there's just so much that goes on. And I think it's because we live in this culture that like over sexualizes the like vanity of bodies. Does that make sense? That you, these doubts creep in postpartum when I'm not feeling great already, where it's like, is all this mushiness at all attractive?
What's wild is I've never had that thought. Literally not once.
Thank you, baby.
And I hope that you get to a point where you can be as impressed with your body as I am.
Thank you.
And while we're waiting for you to get there, don't let those self-conscious thoughts be a barrier to love or intimacy in all the definitions of that word.
Thank you, baby.
You tracking?
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you,
You're
baby.
You're the most beautiful I've ever seen you. And I think it's because I've gotten to know you more.
Thank you, baby.
And you're also a hot mama. Bump cheeks with you. We're all going to get old, and I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I just kind of want to let it get all wrinkly and saggy and gray.
Yeah.
You on board with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I'll still do my stuff. Next up, what made us sign up for marriage counseling?
There were some... Well, marriage is so interesting
mm-hmm.
because we've been married for 8 years, and like, it's a good marriage. Right?
It's a great marriage.
Yeah, I agree. But then there would be certain things that came up that my first instinct would always be defensive
mm-hmm.
about. She'd be like, I feel like you're doing this. And I'd be like, I'm not doing that. Quit saying that.
Mm-hmm.
And then at a certain point, I was like, you know what? I actually don't think I have the right perspective to know whether I am doing that or not. And I don't want to do that if it hurts you. So let's try to go to a third party to get it fixed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I would say the same thing was happening for me. I felt like, to like zoom out a little bit, we had our first kid. We went through a rough transition, figured it out. We had our second kid. We knew that that was coming. So I felt like we were able to navigate it a little better. Still went through it because the transition is just rough. Third kid, we were like, I know this is coming. How are we going to navigate it? And I feel like we just kind of got to a point in our marriage where the repetition of disagreements or defensiveness or like it felt too much like deja vu for both of us. What I was trying to say wasn't getting across. What he was trying to say wasn't getting across. And you're so tired by the third kid. It's kind of like, okay, instead of just skirting this issue and waiting for the next round, let's go figure it out. Does that make sense? And it wasn't like super bad. I don't mean it that way. It was just like, you can only have the same argument enough times where it's like, let's just go figure out what the issue is.
Yeah. I think you said on a previous podcast, we're not in a place of desperation. And so we're getting counseling to keep it that way.
Yes.
But one thing I've learned is being on the same page emotionally is not an efficient exercise. It takes a long time to figure out what you're feeling individually and then for the other person to try to figure out what they're feeling and then to try to find the right words to communicate that in a way that doesn't get lost in translation. And it's an inefficient thing that I think pre-kids, Sean and I had the time for, to sit down and like have a 2.5 hour conversation about, hey, this hurt my feelings. Did you mean that? Can you explain more or whatever? Mm-hmm. And then you have the first kid, you have a little less time, second kid, a little less time. So then things kind of just start stacking. You got like stuff that just gets shoved in the closet kind of. And so we wanted to invest in like both an expertise and a window of time to work that out. And it's been phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And this is another thing I learned. I'm going to go on a tangent about, I've been thinking about what it means to be a man and what it means to be a man in a marriage. And it's like, it's not about being perfect. It's not about being perfect. And I think I would always tell you that I never thought that, but I felt it, right? That you got to show up every day. You got to, you know, happy wife, happy life, and you got to do X, Y, Z. And it's like, no, I'm going to let Sean down. So what does it mean to be a man if you can't be perfect? Okay, that kind of stripped my whole foundation of the understanding when I realized I couldn't be that for her. So now I'm shooting for the idea that it is a manly thing to do to have the awareness that I have blind spots that I might not know about and have the humility to address those blind spots in the best way that I know how.
Can I add something?
It takes a courage. It takes courage, and that's what it means to be a man.
I love that. You're speaking for yourself, which is wonderful, but I also want to say it's just as much me on every front. I want to make sure that people listening, you're painting, I don't want to allow you to paint this picture like it's you that we went to counseling for.
Well, I'm glad you said that because
I agree.
I'm kidding.
It's us. And I was noticing within myself too that whenever we would have arguments, it's like, why am I reacting this way? I want to fix me so that I can be a better wife to you. Andrew and I have been talking about this a lot lately, and I'm sure other parents can relate. It seems like we buy our kids clothes and they grow out of them instantly, which is why we are so glad we found the brand Posh Peanut. Listen closely, guys. Their clothes are amazing quality and made from viscose from bamboo, so they stretch with your kid as they grow and are 4 times stretchier than cotton. They have the cutest patterns too, from florals and Barbie to Disney and Hot Wheels. They have something for every kid that every kid will love, and they're truly made to last.
Jed asked to wear his Hot Wheels pajamas every night, and it's honestly adorable. It is adorable. The fabric is really soft and stretchy, which comes in handy when you're still changing diapers.
Oh, for sure. Plus, I swear their clothes get even softer the more you wash them, which usually doesn't happen with kids' clothes.
We also love that their clothes are chemical-free, which means they're delicate enough for babies with sensitive skin, which is something we've been paying attention to for Bear.
Posh Peanut is made for infants and kids, but they also have sizes for moms and dads if you want the whole family to match. And if you're not a parent, consider this the perfect gift idea for any little one. For real, you guys, we love this brand and they're loved by over 1 million parents. Check them out.
Right now, Posh Peanut is offering our listeners 20% off your first order with promo code EastFam. Go to poshpeanut.com/EastFam and use promo code EastFam for 20% off your first order.
That's poshpeanut.com/EastFam, promo code EastFam. I'm headed there right now.
Let's get back to it. All right, as a kid, I used to love when my parents would sit down and play a game with us or do any activity. And right here in our hands, we have the KiwiCo box, which is the activity of all activities for young kids.
The colorful chemistry set, to be specific. So with Drew and Jet, and Bear, we try to have really intentional playtime. And that's hard because they're all different ages and kind of in different developmental kind of phases of life. I love with KiwiCo that each month we get boxes specific to their ages and kind of like the activity development phase that they're in. So each box, this one's the colorful chemistry set. This has to do with science, but especially with Bear, it can be really hard with a 4 month old to know like how to interact with him where he needs to be at 4 months old. And I love in these crates, they actually have cards that say, here are activities or things you can do specific to Bear that will help him identify colors or whatever it is. I love KiwiCo.
There's always something new for kids to discover, like learning about the science of ice cream, engineering robots, or doing science experiments, which our kids have loved recently. Sean is currently holding, as she said, the Colorful Chemistry Kit, which has provided hours of entertainment for our kids. They look forward to their new crate every month, and this one kept him really engaged. We got to experiment with mixing oil and water, mixing different colors, and watching how different things react. It was so fun. We basically created our own little chemistry lab with the kids, and we could feel their excitement when they got to play around and mix things together. Plus, it barely made a mess, so it was really quick to clean up and to use again another day. It can be hard to find creative ways to keep your children engaged, challenged, and off their screens, but KiwiCo does the work for you, so you can spend quality time tackling projects together.
Redefine learning with play. Explore projects that build confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo.
Get 50% off your first month of any crate at KiwiCo.com when you use code COUPLE.
That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. Promo code COUPLE.
Well, what I know is I don't have any control over you. And I probably shouldn't. It's probably healthy for me not to have any control, even though I want to have control and be like, just listen to what I say and do what I want. You know, like that's kind of the instinct. Mm-hmm. It's easier that way. Mm-hmm. That's not how it works. Same. And it's not how it should work, because the outcome is not as beautiful as a compromise when we both partake in a decision. Anyway, so I'm trying to control what I can control, which is my partake. My.
Are we unloading all of our counseling onto these people right now?
Oh, shoot, I have one more thought. I can't remember. We'll
carry
on.
Okay. Carry on. Moving on. How do you go from being long distance to being together every day once you get married?
Dude, do you remember this? Oh my gosh.
It was rough.
The transitions were always so full of friction for us.
Always.
Oh, man.
When you get used to being independent and living life your own particular way, and you transition to a life where you're merging two people's ways, is really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Really difficult. And I would just say practice. Like every single day, take a deep breath, figure out where you're going to compromise, figure out how you're going to merge. But it can't be your way or it can't be his way. It literally has to be like your combined new lifestyle. And that takes a while to figure out.
I agree. I think we really got hung up on like the communicate our emotions. Communicating our emotions correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So like a lot of times if I was leaving and I was worked up or vice versa, I'd be like, well, I'm just sad you're leaving.
Mm-hmm.
But it came out as like frustration or anger. I remembered what I was going to say. I feel like one thing that I've realized in counseling is when Sean or I get worked up about a thing, instead of being frustrated or like taking it personally, approaching that with an aspect of curiosity, like why does that hot spot exist?
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't like that she brought alcohol to our house because my parents were alcoholics. Strictly example. That is a hypothetical example.
I don't understand what's happening, but I get it now.
Yeah, you get it? Okay, yeah. Sorry. Anyway. But you're going to do great with the long distance.
Yeah.
Next question. What's been the hardest part about your marriage the last few months? What do they call? What did that one counselor call it? A baby bomb?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bro. You just got to, chapters come to a close and the new chapters come about. And it's it's a nonstop learning process.
I would say not having enough time to figure everything out between us. The baby bomb, like your life is so consumed. Our lives are so consumed right now with a transitioning dynamic within our family. Kind of like you were alluding to earlier, where it's like we might get 20 minutes in a day to really talk. And that's, you're unloading so many things. You want your quality time. You want to tell each other, oh, you accidentally hurt my feelings. Oh, we need to talk about the schedule. Oh, I'm actually tired. Do you want to watch a movie? Shoot, I forgot the groceries. Like, there's just not enough time right now. And that's caused more friction between us.
Yeah. But we've thankfully done a better job of saying no, too. So had we not built that practice in, I think we would have hit a hard wall, which we kind of did. I mean, we... What?
Nothing.
I was thinking about our date night last night. We tried at a new restaurant. It was a blast. Those Thursday nights are my favorite nights of the week. And I was thinking... You are not. It's like a, I always love you. Sometimes I'm frustrated with you kind of thing, right? You're not someone that I just never get frustrated with. So there's date nights that come and go where it's like, okay, I'm sometimes more excited about certain date nights than others. But I know that in order for you to be the person that I most enjoy spending time with, I need to spend time with you. I get to spend time with you. That didn't come off like I wanted it to, but what I'm saying is it's a practice, and to know is to love. And I'm just, you got to show up.
I will agree to that, where we have had date nights where in a very frustrating, not healthy, I'm working on this, defensive way, I'm like, you know what? Just go hang out with your guys tonight. And that's me not doing something healthy and just like pushing you away. But it's because of our weekly date nights that we haven't allowed ourselves to get to a place, not of no return, because we don't believe in that, but like that would make it very hard to come back from. They reconnect us every week, and I think it's beautiful.
Yeah, I really enjoy them.
Yeah.
Do you schedule sex in the calendar?
No.
We put the 30-second time block in our calendar.
Your mom might listen to this, man.
It's a joke. I love those type of jokes.
I know.
Self-deprecating.
I know, baby. We don't put it in the calendar.
But we'll kind of talk about it. We've done a better job of talking about it. Like we'll kind of give each other, like, wah-wah tonight.
Like tonight?
Wah-wah.
It's more so, instead of scheduling it, we try to give each other more notice throughout the day, so that we don't miss each other's like cues or bids at night.
I also think we've been doing a better job at subtle cues. We haven't talked about this, but like at noon saying, oh my gosh, I'm just so tired tonight. Yeah. Or I'm so tired. I'm excited to sleep.
Yeah.
And then like, that's like, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Intentional or not. It like, you know, but part of that exercise is just communicating more. And yeah. I was thinking about like how my natural tendency is to only communicate the things that are necessary.
Yes.
But I think what's beautiful in like a relationship.
I'm talking like if there's a sentence, the one word that summarizes the category of that sentence is the only thing you find necessary.
But what I'm trying to do a better job at is inviting you into the smaller things, including, hey, I'm tired, or hey, you know, like just sharing more. And in that process, there's more intimacy physically and emotionally.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Interesting. Okay. I'm saying interesting because I just got a peek at a question and I'm very interested, whatever. Okay. Next up, have any hate comments ever really stuck with you?
Wait, what about the smoother chunky salsa?
Wait, where? Oh, wow.
Do you like smoother chunky salsa? Genuine question. Sorry, it's not juicy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do chunky all day, dude. Anything that's chunky, I like it. Chunky smoothies.
He likes chunky peanut butter.
Chunky peanut butter. Dude, it's got to have some texture. You
chunky
feel me?
Chunky smoothies? Did
yes.
you say that?
Yes.
No, I need my smoothie like silk.
No.
I would say chunky salsa. I like the tomato. I like the onion. I like, you know, I want to taste a little bit of it. And when it looks like they've taken a blender to it, it's kind of like, oh, okay.
No, I love that. Wait, like when you...
What?
Oh, a blender, like to puree it?
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, we're having pizza, pool, and film night. the PPP night.
Yep.
Film with a PH. And last week we had Mexican food.
Yeah.
Are we going to do that same thing tonight?
Probably. We and order 5,000 different dishes on accident.
We have a new standing tradition every Friday night. We have friends over, order food, hang out, throw the kids in the pool, get mm-hmm. in the pool with them.
Probably no pool tonight, though. It is freezing.
Dude, why is it cold? It's April now. What the, it's 53 out.
I know. Next up, sex before marriage. What are your opinions on this?
Have they changed?
What was my stance?
Previously? I don't know. What's your stance now? I think we've gotten older.
I know. This. I will be open here. I learned the hard way. I would say now, if I could go back, I would save sex for after marriage.
Why?
Because
honestly, it's not like a thing for me, you know?
What?
Before? Because I feel like the argument is always like, save the special thing for your special someone.
I don't see it as like that special thing for the special someone. I see it as you can never know like the truest form of intimacy like you experience with your spouse. Does that make sense? So I don't care. Like if you have sex before marriage, that will never remotely come close to the intimacy you will feel with your spouse. So then why? It's very empty before marriage. It's not for the right purpose. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I think you teach yourself before marriage, if you allow yourself to do that, to learn something about sex and intimacy that is wrong, that's false.
When I say it's not a thing, by the way, it's not like, I'm not saying sex is not a big deal to me. I'm saying I don't like your body count or whatever.
Yeah.
Doesn't really factor into my love for you, right?
Yeah.
I think one thing I've learned more about, and it probably comes with time, maybe age, is like the symbolism of sex and all the things that come with it. Like it's not, when you're like a teenager, it's so easy to just make it a physical thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it really is so much deeper than that. Like there's, yeah, it's, I guess I'm saying the same thing you are.
Yeah.
Like the depth of intimacy, but also,
well,
go ahead.
I don't want to interrupt you, but people argue today that like sex is really important in a marriage. And if you don't have that physical chemistry or if it's not good with your whatever, I think that's kind of a load of crap. I think you're going to know if you have physical chemistry when you're dating. And then when you get married, I don't think good or bad exists. It's like you figure each other out.
And that's the important part.
Yes.
Because it involves someone else. Yeah. I like the question. And I think, all right, another tangent. Let's just say you're trying to like optimize for the happiest life. Okay. Let's mm-hmm. just say that's the benchmark. That's what you're aiming for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay. When I'm 90 and I die, I want to have been the happiest that I possibly could have. What does that life entail if you're going to reverse the clock? There's things like don't smoke cigarettes, right? Mm-hmm. Things like watch your diet, don't eat too much sugar, exercise for, what is it, 90 minutes a week. And I think, well, it's been interesting to dig into psychology. Forgiveness is a healthy thing that leads to happiness.
Mm-hmm.
The neuroscience of it mm-hmm. says that. The Bible aspect, the spirituality of that gives it a little more color than the neuroscience. But I think having being known and loved, being fully known and fully loved, mm-hmm. leads to happiness, mm-hmm. right? And how do you be fully known and be fully loved? I think marriage mm-hmm. is a key to that, mm-hmm. right? And there's different shades of it. Like, I know my siblings in ways my parents will never know me. I know my siblings in a way that Sean will never know me. But like the full picture, yeah, I think that's like, it's optimizing for, what I'm trying to say is don't smoke cigarettes, okay?
Okay. we do right. have like 20 more questions.
Do we need to do part two?
Or we might just need to like make our answers a little more concise. have any hate comments ever really stuck with you?
You know, we were talking about, we're about to have Pastor Whitehead on our show, who wrote a book called The Digital Fast. We were talking about our habits of phone usage, screen time, social media. I have a pretty healthy relationship with social media, which I'm happy to say. Mm-hmm. I also could be wrong, but I actually don't scroll much. Mm-hmm. Ever since we went to Instagram headquarters in like 2018 and we sat down with the person there and they said, make sure that you're creating on the platform more than you're consuming on the platform. That like really changed. I yeah. love making videos and publishing them. I love the community aspect. But I don't often actually just, sorry, but I don't read all the DMs or the comments.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
I read all the comments in the DMs, but I would say no. The fact that I can't think of one right now means that it hasn't stuck with me. They have affected me in the moment. But no, not really stuck with me. Next up, do you go to the bathroom or fart in front of your spouse comfortably? No, I don't.
I used to think that was the standard of like, oh, I can't wait till she gets to the point where she's so comfortable to do that.
I like not doing that around you.
Yeah, I do.
You do. You did. You do.
But I think I'm getting to the point where I actually like, I want you to have the best image of me as possible. And I think there's an effort involved in that. Including not farting.
Wow. It doesn't bother me.
There is a book called 30 Lessons on Loving by Carl Pillemer. We got to interview him. And that's one of the things that one of the old people said is like, don't break wind and always dress well in front of your spouse because you want them to think of you well. But to answer your question, yes, I do. You want to do like two more? How
no.
deep in this are we? All the way?
We're not that deep into it.
Okay.
We gotta go. We gotta get through these.
Question for you. Sean, have you ever gotten a Brazilian wax or laser hair removal?
Is this weird to answer?
Brazilian wax is the whole
yeah.
kit and caboodle. Why would that be weird?
I don't know. Is this a girl asking? I think it's
weirder to get one. Like it's a weirder experience to get one than to say you got one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I for sure. Okay.
You've gotten one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Both.
Like yeah, I imagine it's somewhat uncomfortable to have wax poured all over your hoochie mamas.
It is.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel good.
You got, I mean, there's like a...
I also did it pregnant as well, and that scarred me.
Why'd you do that? Oh, I love yeah. that you said that.
It scarred me. One, because everything hurts so much worse when you're pregnant.
Wow.
So much worse. So, yeah.
Why did you do that?
Because I couldn't comfortably take care of it on my own.
Logistically couldn't reach.
Logistically.
You know, I don't mind like a little.
No. I do.
Okay.
I do.
All right.
What? Oh my gosh. What about laser hair removal? I cannot believe you just.
What about laser hair removal though?
Yeah, I did it.
You did?
Yeah. It didn't work.
I've heard that about laser hair removal.
I also like did laser hair removal like really early on when it was like new. So I don't think it was like the most efficient process back then.
Well, they've improved it.
Yeah.
I have a buddy who's extremely hairy, like his whole yeah. back. And he's gotten laser hair removal multiple times. Has not worked. Anyway, what's the most out of pocket place you've had sexy time? I'm thinking of a couple. Say it on three. One, two, three. Beach.
I don't know if that's like out of pocket, but like.
Well, the context is, and we can keep that between us.
Yeah.
All right. Has Andrew ever purchased your feminine products at the store? Yes.
Yes. Not consistently, but yes.
Yeah. I don't really have a thing.
No. You're probably going to have to for our daughter someday, so.
I haven't had that thought.
I think you shouldn't be raised in a household as a girl where it's like, don't talk about it. Don't, like, you need to hide it. Otherwise, that just makes an unhealthy relationship about, like, health.
Sure.
With a girl.
But like boys, there is a right way to talk about it and a wrong way to talk about
sure,
it.
For sure. But, like, our boys need to be aware of it. Our boys need to be respectful of girls' health. And, like, yeah, it should be, like, this is a necessary item.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Does anything really give you the ick, like gross you out?
Not really.
I don't know what and to what context this question is referring to.
There was a cockroach in our house the other day. I don't really enjoy.
Excuse me?
It was a while ago. I don't really enjoy those animals, though. Creatures, I should say. I don't even mind spiders. I think snakes are cool.
Is this the one you found in the laundry room like a long time ago?
Or yeah.
I gotta call the bug guy.
But not really.
It really gross.
I mean, now we've had poop on our hands so many times because the kids throw
poop,
up everywhere.
Buggers. Yeah.
You are way more icky than me as far as getting icked out.
Yeah.
So say, what do you got?
I don't like buggers. That's probably the worst. Okay. How long did your honeymoon phase last in your marriage? How long were we in Oakland?
From April to July.
Couple months.
Yeah.
That's about it.
It was just you. Yeah, but that's a, I'll take yeah. that. That was good. And then Sean went on tour. And that was that.
And Andrew bounced around. Became an Uber driver.
How do you express to your spouse you want to be intimate? Do you just say it or do you have a code word? Do you drop hints all day? We've been just saying it kind of.
I'd say we do all of that. It depends on the day. It's like there's no really code word, but we'll be sly. We'll hint at it. We'll.
I do think however you do it, it's important for you to like communicate the ask and not just assume the other person is on the same page.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Because not everybody's appetite is the same, you know?
Mm-hmm. What's the grossest part of pregnancy? The sweat.
Well, it's not my question to answer.
Yeah. Thank you.
But I'll say this. The Foley bulb for me was uncomfortable for you.
Did you watch it?
I didn't like watch the whole process, but they were like, throw your knees out.
Yeah.
And like put your feet together. You remember that?
Ugh.
And then so.
Are you scarred by that image?
I just felt bad. Maybe that wasn't gross, but I was like. I don't know. It does get gory at the end. Like when they pull you off the operating table. But it's digestible.
Yeah.
Just like the placenta, digestible. Is that weird? Some people are into that.
Yeah. It doesn't bother me.
Did we do that?
No, we didn't.
We almost did. We should just
throw
that baby on the grill.
You wouldn't have. I would have.
We could just kind of.
That's not a you thing.
Cook it medium rare on the Traeger.
Gross.
Is that.
Most embarrassing moment as a couple. Oh, I got it.
College?
Oh, wow. That was
what are you thinking of? Just give me one word and I'll know.
Matt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. We got caught, guys, but we didn't know it. We had a roommate at the time who we thought was...
that was out of town.
We thought he was out of town. But he evidently came home in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And our door was wide open. He just went about his business. Yeah. Being
retired professional athletes, what's something you do not miss about sports life? I don't miss when you had sore ankles or knees or a back and you had to go out to practice today and the next day and the next day and every day for 4 months and you couldn't take a day off. Mm-hmm. And then the injury and pain just compound. Now it's like, oh, my knee's in tough shape. I'm going to not do anything for 3 days. And then it heals and then you're like good to go.
Yeah.
Dude, you would just feel terrible. My feet would freaking kill me. Achilles and IT bands. My lower back was effed.
I would say the same thing. Just like the sacrificing your like long-term health for that momentary success.
Oh, you think you actually sacrifice long-term health? I'm just saying like the short-term comfort. And by short-term, I'm saying like 3 to 5 months. It's like pain a lot.
I don't know. Maybe it is long-term. Maybe it's not. I don't know. But
You think you shortened your lifespan by being a gymnast?
No, but I think I might have shortened the lifespan of my meniscus, okay. You know, or my, like, whatever it was hurting. It's like.
You're really functional now, though.
I know, but.
We're 12 years out.
But I'm also, like, been told I should never run long distance.
Well, that was because you tore your knee skiing.
I'm just saying, I think there could have been things in gymnastics where it's like, I pushed through fractures or sprains or like, I think we're saying the same thing. It's okay, like,
sorry.
You're prioritizing your instant success over like you said, I have a stress fracture in my shin. I should probably, I should actually rest for 3 months and not keep tumbling on this.
Yeah. You were way tougher than I was. Now I want to look up football players aside, CTE, the whole thing. What is the lifespan of a professional athlete in all categories versus non-professional athletes?
Yeah.
Carrying on. What's the grossest part?
No.
What? Oh, sorry. Do you have any silly names for each other?
I call Andrew Bro.
I call Sean Bug.
We have done that since we started dating.
It's on our wedding book. What was that book? It's like where people signed?
Our guest book?
The guest book, yeah.
I called him Bro. That was his nickname on the football team, was literally Bro. And I didn't want to like have a cutesy baby name for you in front of... I was surrounded by football players all the time. And I didn't want to be like, hey, Sugar Plum.
My nickname in college was Bro.
Mm-hmm.
But that was all with the football guys. So when Sean started calling it, she was like the only girl. It was great. It's endearing. It's good memes. You're a bug because you gave me that name. You said that's what some people used to call you.
No, I think you called me that because I was literally a bug.
I did? Yeah. I did not come up with the name.
I think you did.
No, I did not. A bug would not be.
I had never called myself or been called bug.
Okay. I'm glad we're talking about this. Now I know.
I'm literally.
Do we need to come up with a new one? I call her Boothang.
You do call me Boothang a lot.
Or,
it's funny.
Oh, shoot. Wait. What's the Russian word for grandma? But it's a, you know what I'm talking about? Shoot. I think it's SH.
No.
Oh, my gosh. What?
Babushka?
Babushka. Babushka.
Yeah. Okay, babushka or Boothang. Okay.
Next. Do you ever cuss in front of each other or make raunchy jokes? Sean's way more of a raunchy jokes fan than I am.
Yeah.
And we don't cuss that much.
No.
Yeah. Yes. The answer to that question is yes.
We have cussed
often
in front of each other, but it's not part of our like language.
We're not really cussers.
No. Have you ever dealt with depression? How did you get? Okay, we have 10 questions. Do you think we can get through these?
I don't know how long we've been going for.
I don't. I don't think.
Are y'all still? Is anybody out there? Is anyone still listening? Are you guys there?
We got this. We got
Let's just keep going. Okay.
Have we ever dealt with depression? How are we out of it? We are going to do an episode about postpartum depression where I think we can get into this a little bit more.
Give us a little time. Give us a little time.
Yeah. I have dealt with some like depression early on, like in the transition of athletics outside of it. How did I get through it? This is, guys, I will go way more into depth this, but community, asking for professional help, asking for help from your close community, your parents, your friends, and having like accountability people around you to make sure you're like, you're having your check-ins and making sure you're like getting progressively better.
Wow. The answer from my standpoint is I don't know if I've ever had depression. Mm-hmm. But I was just looking up how many people have diagnosed depression. Mm-hmm. And it says about 280 million people worldwide, which is about 5% of the world's adults have it. I feel like a lot of people say I'm depressed and it's not diagnosed.
Not you in particular.
Correct.
Yeah.
I think I've more struggled with like anxiety. Mm-hmm. Not in, yeah. Football days. That's what I don't miss about sports either. Is like, no, I actually do miss that.
Yeah.
The freaking having the moment be in front of you, being a little intimidated by it, but freaking stepping up.
Not being able to sleep for weeks on end because something impending.
Well, but I have been, okay, so funny story about cussing and sports. I long snapped for 20 years of my life. Never had any mental, like,
yips.
Mental yips. Show up in Kansas City, signed with the Chiefs. They said, Andrew, this is your job to lose. And I lost it.
No pressure.
I lost it mentally. So much so that we would do these team meetings with like Andy Reid, the head coach, and all the 100 players and all the coaches. He would walk in the room. Everyone's quiet. And I've never felt this in my life. I would have to physically bite my tongue to prevent myself from blurting out the F word, which I never say the F word. And I... It was the most absurd, dude.
I
was a mess. Carrying on. Next thing. How are you thinking about adoption soon?
No, not soon.
Great. Not soon. No, we got to settle in.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Here we go. How do you spice up naked time?
Oh my gosh.
And make it new? We always talk about things, but never implement. I think it's all right. Talking about it's half the fun.
We just kind of go with the flow, man.
Yeah, I wouldn't say like, I wouldn't say incredibly spicy is important to me.
I think it depends on your definition of spicy, you know? The person asking the question.
Yeah.
Is what I mean.
1 in 5 Americans have, quote, learn a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off your list with Babbel.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Plus, Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Andrew and I have been learning Spanish on Babbel, and it's been so fun. We've wanted to learn a new language for so long and have finally started. We've learned how to order food, ask for directions, speak to merchants, all without having to consult language apps, which is so cool.
It's crazy how fast your brain picks up a new language when it's presented in a relatable way. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/eastfam. Again, get 60% off at babbel.com/eastfam, spelled babbel.com/eastfam. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is an interesting topic to me because I know some people have like, I mean, the range of interest in this area seems to be never ending and very broad.
Yeah.
And I don't really empathize with that. You know, I'm not like, I just, you know, let's do the thing. And as long, it doesn't need to be orchestrated or like performative for me.
Yeah.
I just want to cuddle with you, do the thing. Take about 30 seconds doing
that. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Feel free to say your side of the story, though.
I was trying to think of an analogy so we don't have to get into like details here, but I got nothing.
C.S. Lewis, one of my favorite authors, said that sexual appetite, unlike hunger appetite, doesn't get satiated when you perform the act. It actually grows and become like when you entertain all. This doesn't speak to me, the question of spice. So
I would say this. I think we are very spicy together. There you go.
Yeah, I agree. I like
we're the
our
perfect spice.
Spice I like our spice.
We are the perfect spice.
It's like a fine dining spice. All right.
Okay. The first.
Yes.
The first poop after having a baby. Is it as scary as it seems?
That's freaking hilarious.
Yes.
What?
It's absolutely terrifying.
Tell me more.
You literally have, well, for my experience, I have sutures 10 layers deep.
Okay. So it's not scary in like the, it's like gory way.
No.
Okay.
It's scary in the sense of like a baby has exited you one of two ways. Using any internal strength to exit something else from your body. You have this immense fear that you're going to do more damage. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I get that.
So, like, it is scary.
Do you think she... Is that a funny question? Is it okay I laughed?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. But you'll get through it, though, right?
You'll get through it. It's fine. Okay.
Did you specifically try for a boy or girl? Different positions for each one? Yes. After we had Drew, I said, all right, we're going to have one or two more kids after this.
Did it work? We don't know.
They say for those listening.
Stop. Don't.
Hit it from the back.
Andrew.
And it'll be a boy.
Oh my gosh.
What do you want? I feel like this is common knowledge.
Okay.
Don't Google it, though. You don't know what's going to pop up.
Next, pet peeve about the other person?
We used to love this question. This was the question we asked every couple we interviewed for the first 50 episodes. All right.
I got it.
Go ahead.
You do this thing, and I don't even, it's endearing and cute, but also kind of a pet peeve. I don't know if it's in the middle of the night or like late at night or early in the morning. At some point in the day, you sneak chocolate treats from the pantry, but you leave the wrappers on the counter.
Okay.
And I'd be like, well, you had like a Reese's last night, evidently. You leave the empty wrapper there as evidence.
That's funny. All right. We've addressed this issue, so I feel like I can bring it up. It is a pet peeve of mine when Sean will order food or pick up food or make food without even asking. I just want a symbolic ask to say, I'm thinking of you, Andrew. You might need some calories. So when like Uber Eats shows up and it's a bagel sandwich, one.
You know,
I'm a grown man. I'll take care of myself is more the thought. You know what I'm saying?
You know what's funny, though, is 99% of the time it's a breakfast and you don't eat breakfast.
I still want
you still want me to ask. So you can still say no. Oh, I get it. I get it.
All right. Have you both tried breast milk? I have made a breast milk latte. We should bring that video back. A little bitter for my taste. Don't know if I'd recommend it. I don't think Starbucks will be coming out with a breast milk latte anytime soon. Don't think it has a wide population that would be interested in it.
I haven't like taken a bottle and tried it to like try breast milk, but the amount of times I've like carried a bottle around in my mouth or something because my hands are full, or I've definitely like ingested breast milk.
Is it feasible to like?
Oh my god!
Could you?
Yes, I could. Not I. You could probably like squirt. You can squirt it pretty far. So I could probably like aim and squirt.
Huh. Could be worth a try. I was telling Sean, we went to dinner last night at date night, and I peed. What? And is this too much to share?
Oh my gosh.
Bathroom was like 7 feet wide.
No, will probably make people mad at you.
It was very clean operation. You know how like people, you'll pour a glass of water and pour one into the other and gradually increase the distance.
So you started peeing and wanted to see how far you could
make it. And I made it touch my back to the wall and brought it all the way back.
You are such a man.
I don't know what, the breast milk. Okay, next question. How do you navigate bad mental health days with each other?
We talk about it. I think we try to be pretty open with it.
I think this is, yes, I agree. We've done a better job with that. I also think this is where like faith helps. I think it reduces the volatility and it also gives you kind of a solution or a tool.
Yeah.
To navigate.
Okay. We got to wrap this sucker up. Did you deal with pressure from your family members about having, or did you deal with family members?
Wow. Did you deal with pressure from family members about having another baby?
I think the pressure from my family now is like, stop having more kids.
Really?
Probably.
I'll say no, we didn't deal with
no,
that.
No, we didn't.
But yeah.
Last question. Andrew, did anything shock you with pregnancy and birth? I feel like you kind of hit on that already, but.
The grossness. No. Sean was a freaking champ, dude. You were a champ, bro. You know what? You kind of get the first trimester, Sean's itching.
For what?
You're ready to throw down. You know what I'm saying? And then you go through the desert, and it's a stark contrast. You know, you reach the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. No, it's not the lowest of lows, but you crushed it. No, nothing was shocking.
So that's shocking to you?
That's not even relevant.
It's okay.
I like how we did that.
Do what? The desert.
Did pregnancy.
Yeah.
And I like how we did that episode. Listen, if you made it this far.
Wow.
Subscribe. Okay.
Yes.
You made it this far. I don't even know how long we've been going.
I don't either. But
on YouTube, there's a subscribe button. On Apple Podcasts, there's a follow button. Spotify. What is it on Spotify? Do you even listen to podcasts?
I don't.
Whatever you do on Spotify, do that. And then we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
That's all we got. That was fun. Thank you for submitting all of these Never TMIs. The internet is just...
It's wild.
In one word, if I could describe it, would just be sex.
That's the internet?
That's what people are interested in. You know?
Wow. We should work on that.
Anyway.
Thanks, guys.
I'm Andrew.
And Sean.
Ow. All right, real quick for all of those listening out there. We don't ask for a lot of favors, I don't think, babe, do we?
No.
But we're going to ask you a favor today, all right? If you're listening to Couple Things Podcast on Apple Podcasts specifically, will you please do us this short, quick favor?
We want to make sure you're staying up to date with our show, and Apple's latest iOS update has paused downloads for many listeners, and some of you have expressed our latest episodes aren't being recommended to you on Apple Podcasts anymore.
So here's how to make sure you're getting your episode, and again, this is for Apple Podcasts specifically. Open up that podcast app on your iPhone.
Search Couple Things and tap our show's icon.
And then in the top right corner, you might see a plus follow symbol. If you do, tap it to resume following the show.
If you get a prompt to, quote, turn on automatic downloads, say yes. That way, you'll get all of the episodes. Thank you so much, guys. We're so glad this update was brought to our attention because we want to make sure we're reaching as many of you as we can.
Love y'all, and we really appreciate you doing this.